Hey, what's up, everybody? So it's April something, 8th or 9th, and that trickling sound that you hear is me peeing, because I don't really have too much time to be recording these podcasts lately, so I do it at every opportunity that I can. Okay, here's a fun fact. That it was not me peeing. It's just the sound of water going down the drain on the road, because I'm outside with Elia as she walks just to get out of the house, get some exercise. It's a beautiful day. It's nice and sunny. So, you know, it's nice to get out. If you live through this era of 2020, then you know what the hell's going on. It is the whole home, stay-at-home, quarantine, COVID-19 business going on. Things are well. Things are going really well. I feel better than I have in, you know, years. And that's not because the circumstances are what they are. It's because I'm making what I can of the circumstances being what they are. And that's not because suddenly, you know, the world turned upside down and everybody was panicking and things seemed really shitty, but because, you know, 2 months ago I made a choice and I decided positivity, effort, optimism, and I say effort specifically because putting work into applying that every day, and no matter what happens, it's always just a matter of how you see it. Any posts that you've seen online about life is about perspective, it was never, life is about perspective until shit gets really bad. It's always about perspective. So why is it different during a crisis? It's really not. It's always about perspective. So, you know, things may seem very shitty to the average person or to most people, but like I said, to me, it's awesome. To me, it's really good right now. I'm recording a podcast and I'm holding my daughter's hand as she walks. And it's super cute and it's a ton of fun. And by the way, it's Thursday afternoon, end of the workday. And we still have a roof over our heads, even though I have not made significant money for 2 years. We still have food in the fridge. We still have our health. We still have a baby that smiles and laughs. And we still have access to our loving families, our friends. What is there to complain about? We still have opportunities to make money and to grow and to move forward. We still have a chance to change and grow our chai business, which we are doing creatively and having a great time doing that. So perspective, right? That's all life is about. Can you go this way? Let's go this way, honey. Can you come this way? Thank you. Good job. Okay. Say hi. Saying hi to strangers as they walk by. So anyways, what I wanted to chat about today was just why I feel so good, how I feel so good, and why I am not deteriorating, why I'm not, like, I have no problem being at home, how I feel so good. It's not just like as much as the attitude, the perspective is critical, that's not what it's all about. You have to actually do things and put some effort into implementing some real, tangible things in your life. And after you spend, you know, 2 years or whatever you want to call it, like 20 to 22 months trying to find a brand new routine, going from like having a 9-to-5 to absolutely opening the book to every possibility that ever existed or that currently exists anyways, And what I mean by that, like, professionally, is, like, I didn't want to limit myself to a certain role, a certain industry, a certain time that I had to go to work, none of that stuff. So it really opened the world of possibilities. And when you do that, it really can be even more difficult, because you've eliminated, like, boundaries, and it can get overwhelming. And for me, it very much did become overwhelming, because I didn't have a starting point. I didn't have an end point. It was really great. And to be honest with you, it was excellent for my mind for a while, because I got to explore things I never would have and wasn't, you know, talking to people, considering all kinds of possibilities. And then you add that to the fact that we have the internet and we have access to, you know, everything around the world, not just, you know, in the community like Calgary, talking to people here. You can kind of like have coffee with anybody around the world as long as they're sharing their stories. So anyways, point being that I really opened the book. I really opened the possibilities and didn't have any restrictions. And it became very, very difficult for me to have any structure in my life, in my days. And as the perspective shifted, as the mindset shifted, you know, like 2 months ago, as I said at the inset at the beginning of this recording, you add those two things together, and you start to build. And that's what I've been doing. So regardless of if I was quarantined or not, I would be building. And I'll talk about it hopefully a little bit more later on or in another episode, but there actually exists a whole world of business opportunities with this crisis that are really going to change the course of my life as well. I know it will. But to stay focused for now, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that routine and the value of the routine and how I'm staying sane. And for those of you who are listened this far, I'm sure you're interested to know, like, what is it? How is it managing? So I don't know what I'm going to call this episode yet, but here's some advice if you care to hear it. By the way, one of the little paradigms, I guess, that I lived with and existed with in and whatever was, don't share your advice unless people ask for it. So I didn't, but I value myself a lot more nowadays. I know that I have a lot to offer the world, and this is kind of a step for me. It's kind of weird to say that, but like, it's kind of a step for me to just come out right and just like say, here's some advice for you, and share my thoughts and things like that. But anyways, just maybe a little bit of my insecure self. I don't know if that's insecurity, but I don't know how entirely necessary it is to talk about the fact that I want to share advice, but I want to share advice. Look, if you're working from home, this is where we get good. If you're working from home right now and you're struggling with, wow, it sucks being at home right now, and you're growing a beard, or your spouse is growing a beard, because that's what it feels like. You're in lockdown, you're in prison, and all that. This might just be for you. So here's some tips. Here's some tips in what I'm doing. I unfortunately didn't prep like beautiful notes for you, so I don't have like a numbered list, but I'll see if I can remember the advice as I go. Okay. So hold on, honey, let's zip up this coat. Zoop. Zoop. Okay, let's go. All right, people, in order, listen. Number one, still wake up within 1 hour every day. I'm pretty sure that that's generally going to happen for you from Monday to Friday if you work a job like that. And I'm sure you've heard the advice to continue that if you want to have like healthy sleep patterns, to wake up within 1 hour every day. Going to sleep is a whole nother thing that, whatever, I don't need to talk about, but still wake up. Number two, shower and have your morning routine. So yeah, you may have elected to grow out your beard, and that's fine, go for it. Like, I kind of like that. I think it's like a really cool opportunity to do that, because you have to, you know, keep a clean shaven for work, and maybe you don't have meetings, whatever your reasoning. I'm not trying to discourage that, but at least like shower, you know, change out of your pajamas, like put some clothes on. And to be honest with you, I don't put on dress shirts every day, but I've made it a point to put on like better pants every day, so like cargos or jeans or whatever, and a nice t-shirt, or a dress shirt, a polo or whatever. I'm still very comfortable, and I'm a lot more comfortable, honestly, than I used to be in my dress clothes and dress shirt. I like to think that when I run my own businesses and do whatever I want all the time, making money, I'm going to dress this way. Like, I'm going to dress fashion forward, comfortably, but, you know, somewhat casual. I'll be in nice dress shirts and cargos and stuff like that. So anyways, I'm still dressing for like the person I know I'm going to be and already am in a lot of ways. And I don't want to get too much into that, but get dressed. And that isn't just quarantine advice for you. My doctor actually told me when I was like going to see people for depression, you know, consider leaving work and spend time away from work and stuff like that. Like, she told me specifically, like, make sure you shower and get out of your pajamas every day. And that's a healthcare professional. Like, so there's a lot of like merit to it, I think, from a work and like a productivity standpoint. It's definitely also like a mindset thing and like a healthy mindset sort of standpoint as well. So don't underestimate the value of changing your fucking clothes. Even though everybody on social media is talking about, yeah, we're all in our sweats right now. That's fine. You don't have to be in like trash ass sweats and stay in the clothes you slept in all day. Put some effort into getting your mind right for the day. Exercise. Not only is it good for your immune system, to help you fight off this thing should you ever come across it, and I hope it does not cross your path, but it's good for your immune system. So exercise, it'll make you feel good. You're not going to be like walking to the train station, walking around the office, all that kind of stuff. You're not going to be walking around as much, so I think it's that much more important that you get your exercise in. If nothing else, I've been going for walks, and I can see people on their bikes, and I can see a lady like walking around the empty parking lot here. Like, there's so many different things that you can do. Like, don't make excuses that your gym closed and you can't go to the gym, because that's some bullshit excuse. There's a ton of like body weight workouts that you can do and stuff like that. By the way, my brother recommended fitnessblender.com and a lot of like home workouts with no equipment and stuff like that. It's really good. So, ton of options on the internet, especially with the internet available to us. You really can't complain about your gym being closed. So, exercise. I think eat right kind of goes with that, but I don't know how to say this one. Obviously, and honestly, I'm not great at it myself, but I have to work on this one. Eat healthy. Make sure you still get, you know, your veggies in, and don't just eat sugar all day. You're just going to feel worse. And you know, so I guess that's what one was, wake up. Number two was shower and get dressed. Number three was exercise. Number four was, I guess, eat healthy. Well, honey, okay. Watch out for the step. There you go. Good girl. Number five, I think it's kind of related to the intro. Like, it's about what you make of it. Like, it's about what you think and what you think about and how you think about this thing. There's the cheesy quote that people quote as the cheesy quote. And geez, I wish I remember who said it. But whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Like, whether you think this is a shitty situation and you complain about it, or if you see it as an opportunity to learn something new, access something different, start a business, invest your time into yourself differently, do the things around the house or with yourself that you've been meaning to do for months and years, you're gonna be right. Like, the time will be what you make of it. And that's that. It's all about perspective. So I think maybe number five is choose your perspective and choose it wisely. Because, by the way, it's beginning of April right now. Who knows? Like, the indications are that the world is going to be in the state that it's in for at least 7 more weeks in Alberta anyways. So that's, you know, taking us to the end of May. 7 weeks is a long time. You can kick a lot of ass in 7 weeks. You can drive yourself into a very dark place in 7 weeks. Let me tell you, you can get depressed. You can get lost. You can get real sad. You can get real hopeless. And you can start to perform really poorly in your job in 7 weeks. It is possible. Let me assure you of that. So I think it's about perspective. I think it's extremely powerful. I think a lot of people don't realize that it's a choice. And I posted on my Instagram today, and today was the day that I had this, like, random, but I put it in quotations, random thing happened to me where I was just scrolling Instagram stories, and Madison from Mindset Masters, I guess the formerly Matrix Mindset Academy, was just like, she said on one of her stories, I have some time. First person to DM me gets a live coaching call. So I DM'd her. I was like 15 minutes after that or something. And I said, hey, are you still looking for someone? And she said, yeah, the first person's Wi-Fi cut out. So sure. Are you free? I said, yeah. She's like, right now. I was like, okay, do I need to prep anything? And she said, when I go live, just join and I'll invite you. So she was live before I think she even saw my question. But as it turns out, I watched the, like, a beginning of the replay after, and she said on the live, she said, he asked me if I need to prep anything, or if he needs to prep anything, but you don't need to prep anything. You're always ready for what you're about to receive. And I thought that was really interesting. But anyways, long story. Just to say that, like, today was the day that this really cool thing happened. But, you know, it was for me. Like, that was intended for me, and I had to click the buttons and I had to send the message. But I also posted on my Instagram for the first time, like, hey, I'm a member of this, and, like, kind of gave them a plug, because I joined about a month ago. And it's completely changed my perceptions, my outlooks. They talk a lot about paradigms and things like that. And absolutely, it applies for me. In a month, my perspective completely changed. And it's totally different now. It's much healthier now. I'm much more optimistic and positive now. So one of the messages, by the way, that I think I was trying to get to this point at the beginning, was that it's a decision, it's a choice. You can choose to have a different perspective. You can train yourself I don't know how to finish that sentence, to be honest with you. And I don't like trying to communicate other people's messages, so I'm not going to try to. But what I have taken from it is that it can be as simple as making a choice and following through on it in a very productive and healthy way. And that's what I've done. So don't tell me that you can't, or that it's not possible, or, you know, whatever. It's not that simple, because it is. No, honey, it's not a toy. It's a box. That's cool. This actually went on much longer than I thought it would. I don't know if I was trying to, like, kill the time as I walked. I thought that might be like 10 minutes. If I ever talk for 10 minutes. Let's see where we at. Oh, 19.9. That's not too bad. So sorry for the bad audio quality. I chose recording over shitty sound quality and poor production value with the wind. I hope it worked out. I hope you got some value from this. Make sure you get up. Make sure you shower. Make sure you get dressed and ready for the day. Exercise. Eat good. And most importantly, I would say, choose your perspective wisely. Because there's a ton of power in that that most people don't realize. Hope you guys are safe, healthy. Thank you so much for your time today and listening to this. I hope it brought you some value. If you are listening, you have any questions, suggestions for things you'd love to hear about HMU, hit me up. Instagram, now I'm on TikTok, Twitter. I'm even on Facebook from time to time. Or just text me, because at this stage, a lot of people who listen have my number. Thank you again for listening. Do you mean?